Unit 8. Bargaining and Selling. 1. Listening Comprehension. Part 1. Listen to the short dialogues only once. Choose the appropriate letters A to D to answer each question. 1. Hi, do you mind if we take some of these for trial?
Sure, why not?
Question. What does the woman mean?
Two. How much is it to hire a car?
Well, $2.75 a day or $15.50 a week.
Question. How much does the woman have to pay to hire a car for the weekend? Three. Would you like to know something about our insurance products?
God damn it. Mind your own business.
Question. What does the man mean?
Four. Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. I've got some samples at the trade fair, and I'd like to talk with your manager and make an order.
Question. Where is the conversation probably taking place? Five. I'd like to make an appointment to see Manager Johnson on Tuesday.
I'm sorry. He hasn't been back from his business trip in New York.
Question. Where is Manager Johnson?
Part 2. Listen to a short passage twice. Complete the answer to the question with no more than 3 words.
Anyone who wishes to begin selling manufactured goods in a foreign country must first do a lot of market research. You must get the answers to such questions as the following. Is there a demand for these products? Are they allowed to be imported? What is the import duty, if any? Is the price of your products competitive? If the answers are favorable, then you must decide how you will market your products. Should you open your own office, or employ a sole agent, or many different agents? There is also the question of promotion of new products, and whether advertising expenses should be paid by the selling agent or by the manufacturer. An experienced advertising agent is essential, and the media should be chosen according to the product, local preferences, and habits.
Questions. 1. What should you first do if you want to enter a foreign market?
2. According to the passage, what should be considered first?
3. What's your second step, according to the passage?
4. What's the next question that should be considered?
5. Should you need an experienced advertising agent?
Anyone who wishes to begin selling manufactured goods in a foreign country must first do a lot of market research. You must get the answers to such questions as the following. Is there a demand for these products? Are they allowed to be imported? What is the import duty, if any? Is the price of your products competitive? If the answers are favorable, then you must decide how you will market your products. Should you open your own office, or employ a sole agent, or many different agents? There is also the question of promotion of new products, and whether advertising expenses should be paid by the selling agent or by the manufacturer. An experienced advertising agent is essential, and the media should be chosen according to the product, local preferences, and habits.
Questions. 1. What should you first do if you want to enter a foreign market?
2. According to the passage, what should be considered first?
3. What's your second step, according to the passage?
4. What's the next question that should be considered?
5. Should you need an experienced advertising agent?